And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We begin today at the University of Oklahoma, where there's an investigation currently ongoing because one student offered an essay that defends biblical sexuality, and that essay earned her 0 points from a transgender graduate assistant. Samantha Fulnecki is her name. She responded to this assignment on gender norms by arguing what we call gender roles are simply the outworking of God's design for men and women. Nothing that most of us would disagree with, but her professor, who's a biological male, accused her work of being offensive and ideological. The professor has been removed pending investigation, but you'll notice even the New York Post coverage can't help but calling him her. Meanwhile, in New York City, incoming socialist mayor Zohran Mamdani just appointed a transgender rabbi to his transitions team's health committee. You really can't even keep up with what's real and what's not anymore. Moving on, the threats against ICE agents have reached fever pitch, with a Portland radical now facing charges for threatening to kill federal immigration officers and sexually assault their wives. John Paul Cupp is his name. He told authorities that he's, quote, Osama bin Laden and Timothy McVeigh, both of them, apparently. Secretary Noem isn't backing down. She's called for a full travel ban on countries she says has been flooding our nation with killers, leeches, and entitlement junkies. Her recommendation follows President Trump's pause on asylum claims from 19 countries after an Afghan national allegedly killed a National Guardsman in Washington. Speaking of the president, he just declared that any document Joe Biden signed with an auto pen is null and void, which by Trump's account eliminates roughly 92% of Biden's executive actions. The Heritage Foundation's oversight project found that Biden's December 2022 pardons, including those for Fauci, General Miley, and the January 6th committee, and Biden's family members, bore identical auto pen signatures while Biden vacationed in the Virgin Islands. A new poll from NBC reveals that just 33% of registered voters think a bachelor's degree is worth the cost. That's a 20-point drop since 2013, and it's really hard to blame them when nearly 10% of recent college graduates are unemployed and racking up tens of thousands in debt. And down under, an Australian police officer was just found guilty of dangerous driving occasioning death. What did he do? Well, he parked his car in the path of a 16-year-old riding a stolen trail bike. The officer placed his vehicle at the end of the bike path, knowing the teen was speeding toward it. The teenager crashed and died from his injuries. The judge ruled that the officer should have known this posed a serious risk. Apparently, stopping criminals is now criminal itself. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.